Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Phyllis. How may I help you today?
Well, I'd like to know what is going on with the package that was sent to me. I'm looking at the delivery thing. It was shipped out on the 14th. On the 15th, it went through Greenwood. And then it went to, I don't even know where the heck it's telling me. But then on the 16th, it completed uploading at delivery location, Grapevine, Texas. I don't live in Grapevine, Texas.
Sir, once it leaves our office, our warehouse, we have no control of what the post office does. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so it's been sitting in Grapevine since the 16th. That's...
And you don't have it yet?
I don't have anything. I don't have a clue where this is at.
Well, let me take a look at that, okay? Do you have your Eagle Moss account number?
No, not on me.
All right.
Name is Robert Doyle, though.
That last name was... What was that last name again?
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. Hang on a second. Okay. My account number is what you want, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
307-909-70-001.
Thank you for that information. Can I get you to verify your address for me, please, sir?
5303 22nd Street, that's 22 Street, Lubbock, Texas, 79407.
All right, sir. Let me check on that shipping. Hold on just a moment, please.
Yes. I'm on the phone, by the way. The DeLorean people. What's up?
I got my Word document recreated this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Took me longer to attach the actual completed copy, which I sent to the NCO, which she sent to the nursing home. Now I have to do another one. At the same timeline, but I'm in a better mood. I thought you might like that.
I like that a lot. Boy, do I like that a lot.
It's the hardest thing I know.
But I still love you.
I know.
Oh, God, don't I wish they would.
I do.
That's good to hear.
Sir, I've got somebody looking into that. Between the two of us and whoever's listening in, you're the second caller that I've had something shipped on the 15th, I mean on the 14th, that hasn't received their product yet. So there might be something there. So let me continue to dig, okay? Hold on just a moment. Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I'm listening to you. Oh, the yes, sir, was for somebody else.
I'm still waiting for a response, sir. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm doing something on the computer while I'm waiting.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and reship that item for you. I'm just going to let them know that I've had two calls in a row that way.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get this taken care of. It just might mean that the post office has got a little issue.
They may have lost a truck somewhere.
You know, I wish I remembered where that last person I talked to was.
I could probably find him, but
I'd have to dig through my garbage, so I don't think I will.
Yeah. Okay. Now that is, hang on, let me change back over that. That is for one binder, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me make sure. No, this says, yeah, you're right. I had moved up some. It's the binder 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50.
Yes.
Okay.
Waiting for these. Being stuck at home, it's nice when these show up.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, I do understand. All right, so that reship is being processed now. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, just I hope that gets here quickly.
Okay, sir. Well, I thank you for letting us know that there was an issue, and I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day, and y'all stay safe.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.